mercy and peace be to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. This morning we focus our attention on our gospel reading from John chapter 10, where we hear of Jesus as our good shepherd. You may be seated. He knows my name. That might be a phrase that's spoken by a proud politician as he realizes that his message is beginning to gain some traction and people are starting to listen to him, and maybe he has a chance in the upcoming election. Or perhaps it's the starry-eyed girl who realizes that her high school crush has picked her out of the crowd and actually knows who she is. She might say, "He knows my name." Or maybe it's that fearful businessman trying to stay under the radar but realizing that his boss actually does know who he is and he really messed up this time. "He knows my name." All of those phrases have exactly the same words in them, and yet when spoken at different times and in differing circumstances, they have completely different meanings. In one context, that phrase elicits pride. In another, excitement and joy. And in still another, fear and trepidation. In our gospel reading today from John chapter 10, we hear about the Good Shepherd, the one who the other gospel writers point to as the one who knows every single hair on our heads, the one who knew Jeremiah and each and every one of you before you were formed in your parents' womb, in your mother's womb, the one who set you apart, the one who knows your name. When you, the sheep of his pasture, say those words, "He knows my name," those words might for you elicit pride. They might produce some sort of excitement or joy, or even some reverent fear. But more than anything, the fact that your shepherd knows your name should produce within you a great sense of comfort. Because the fact that the Lord of all creation, the King of the universe, the Savior of the world, knows your name means that he cares for you and you are precious in his sight. "Truly, truly, I say to you," Jesus tells the disciples, "he who does not enter the sheepfold by the door but climbs in by another way, that man is a thief and a robber." This is the exact opposite of the good shepherd, the one who guards and protects. And if that robber, that thief, enters your life by climbing in over the wall and avoiding the door, and he calls out to you by name, which he will, the appropriate response in that situation out of the three that we just talked about, fear and pride and excitement, would certainly be fear and trepidation. Because he who is calling out to you in that circumstance, the one who climbed over the wall, who did not come through the gate, is the one who seeks to kill and destroy. Just like the wolf who avoids the shepherd who guards the gate and seeks another way in to get at those sheep. The devil is always prowling, trying to figure out a way to get to you. He's seeking a way to draw you away from the good shepherd who guards and protects and to bring you to himself. And he knows very well how to get around whatever walls you might put up, even when they're guarded by God. Even so, he cannot enter the sheepfold unless you let him in, unless you open the door. Be vigilant. Stay on guard. Keep focused on Christ, who continues to protect you from the intruder, even when your desire, as it so often is to stray from the one who only wants to protect you. And when the world calls you out by name, which it will, lifting you up and praising you for everything that you have done, remember that the seduction of pride is real. And it's often very, very harmful. Proverbs remind us that pride goes before destruction and a haughty spirit before the fall. There's nothing wrong at all with being praised for a job well done, but when that praise begins to make us believe that anything that we have or anything that we do is for ourselves, we demean the giver of all good gifts and the one who truly lifts us up because he first was lifted up for us. And when the world offers you excitement and joy, which you know it does and it will continue to do, remember that true joy is only found in Christ, who produces a joy in us which knows no bounds. And he does this because he too knows joy. The joy of a shepherd who lost a sheep and cared so much about that one sheep that he left the other 99 in the field and sought after that one until he found it. It's the joy that Luke describes to us when he says of the good shepherd, "Just so I tell you, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who need no repentance." And Jesus also says to us, "Just so I tell you, there is joy before the angels of God over one sinner who repents." And you all remember the end of the prodigal son account, where the father races out to meet his child who's gone astray, and he says to him, "It is fitting that we celebrate and be glad, for your brother was dead and is alive. He is lost and is found." And that's the true joy with which we should be living our lives. The joy of a sheep who has been sought after and who has been found and been returned to the loving arms of his shepherd. There's nothing wrong with all these emotions that we've described, pride and emotion and excitement and joy and fear and trepidation. They're a part of our human nature. And we're going to experience all of them in different forms and at different times throughout our lives. But remember that when the good shepherd calls out to you by name, because he knows your name and he cares for you, and when he calls you by name, he offers to you all of these things that the world offers, but he offers so much more. And he offers them in such a better way than the world has to give them to us. The excitement of knowing that he cares for you and that he loves you. The pride in being chosen by the one who created and who rules over the entire world. And even a little bit of healthy fear of the one who's going to judge us on the last day. But above all, the fact that our good shepherd calls his own sheep by name and leads them out should be a great comfort to each and every one of you. As David, who certainly knows a whole lot about being a shepherd, writes to us in the 23rd Psalm, "Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me." Today might be one of those days where you feel like you're walking through the valley of the shadow of death, as though that thief is coming in to steal and to kill and to destroy. But remember that even today, if that's the day for you, your good shepherd promises to you, as he has to all people throughout all time, I came that you might have life and have it abundantly. Your life today might not feel abundant either, but it certainly is, because you have a shepherd who guards and protects you, who chose you and comforts you, and who gave his very own life as a ransom for you, that you might live abundantly. There is so much more to say about the Good Shepherd, who guards and who protects, who gently leads and guides, and who lays down his life even for his sheep. But really, it's all summed up so nicely in the first stanza of our opening hymn, which we just sang, I am Jesus' little lamb. As we sang that, and as I speak it again to you now, remember these words. I am Jesus' little lamb, ever glad at heart I am, for my shepherd gently guides me, knows my need and well provides me, loves me every day the same, even calls me by my name. Amen. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus.